So I mentioned in the first session this morning that judges are adamant about having you organize methodically. So this is our chance to talk in a little bit more detail about what that means. So there are really two components to good organization. The first one is your organizational scheme, how you actually break the document down into parts. And then the second one is signposting, so how you alert the reader to what those parts are. When people criticize writing, lots of times they will say it's poorly organized, just as a generic sort of criticism of it. And sometimes supervisors will tell junior lawyers, you need to improve your organization. And that's true, but not that helpful because it doesn't let someone know, okay, how can I make my organization better? So you want to work on a good organizational scheme and then very clear signposting. Okay, so what do I mean by organizational scheme? That means the way the document is broken down into pieces. In a motion, you're going to have signposting, right? You're going to have headings, most likely. In a brief, you certainly will. Even in a letter, you can break it down into digestible chunks that you put headings on to show someone what your organizational scheme is. With your organizational scheme, what you want to do is reflect the law. So how do courts break this down into pieces? Or what are the steps that this transaction must go through? Or what are the different requirements that have to be met in this context? So to start with a really easy example, think of first-year torts. Everybody can rattle off after probably a month, maybe less, duty, breach, cause, and harm. Okay, that's an easy organizational scheme.